On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Two security guards have been injured in a cash and transit heist near Kwamashu. Emergency first responders were called to the N2 South after reports of a shooting and explosion late in the afternoon. NSHO security personnel say the armored vehicle appears to have been blown up with explosives during the attack. While the exact number of robbers is unclear, it's believed a gang of up to 12 members ambushed the vehicle and escaped with an undisclosed amount of cash. Medics treated the two guards for minor injuries. There's relief in Gauteng. 260 miners who'd been stuck in an underground shaft for more than 24 hours have been rescued. Sibanye Stillwater says rescuers at the Kloof Gold Mine in Western Johannesburg brought all the workers back to the surface last night. They'll be undergoing medical examinations and support will be extended to their families. The company says a hoist used to access the shaft had been damaged in an accident, causing the group to remain underground. It's added that operations will only resume when safety and risk assessors confirm that the shaft is safe. In international news, a woman has been arrested after a knife attack at a train station in Hamburg, which German officials say has left 17 people injured. Some are in a life-threatening condition. The attack happened between two platforms. A motive is not yet clear, but police believe the 39-year-old suspect acted alone. And eight suspects have been found guilty over the gunpoint robbery of Kim Kardashian in Paris in 2016. Two people from the group of 10 have been acquitted. The reality TV star's luxury flat was stormed in the early hours with millions of dollars worth of jewelry stolen. Many items were never recovered. Our Sky News correspondent Katie Spencer says the convicted men, many of them in their 70s, received a range of sentences from prison terms to fines.
They've been dubbed the grandpa robbers by the French media. There's 12 originally, and one has died and one has been too unfit to stand trial. Kim Kardashian herself very recently was in Paris to give evidence and talked about just how traumatic she found this experience.
Conditions are fine across KZN with a high of 22 degrees in Durban and Olindi, Maritzburg, Newcastle 20, Richards Bay 24, Margate and Ladysmith 21, 18 for Moore River, Cockstead and the Berg. Sea swells and derps are reaching 3 metres this morning with sunset at 6 after 5, Cape Town 25 degrees, Johannesburg 19. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.